Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I'm your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn and subscribe to our YouTube channel. My guest today is LJ the Medium. And LJ is a psychic medium, author, speaker, ordained minister, TV talk show host, certified personal trainer, certified sports nutritionist, kidney donor, Reiki practitioner, and her favorite title, and I love it, is warrior. LJ the Medium, welcome to the show. It's an honor to have you.
Thanks, Frank. I'm excited to be here. I'm going ahead and sharing it with everybody on Facebook right now. So I'm really excited. Thank you so much.
I love the warrior title.
You love it?
I do, and I see that from you.
That was the hardest earned title that I could get.
Thank you. You're tough, and I just love the way you have a really good aura.
Thank you. Wow, look at you talking all spiritual. The aura.
Yeah,
all.
I know.
Well, what color do you see, Frank?
Which color?
Can you see a color in my aura? What are you thinking?
I'm seeing gold.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah. I like to meditate with like a gold light. So that's impressive, Frank. I think you got a little psychic.
All right. That's awesome. That's awesome. So before we get into all these things you do, and you do so many things.
Yeah.
Tell me about and tell all our listeners about your Italian background.
My Italian background. Wow. So I was actually born in Calabria. I was born there. I came to America. I'm very proud Italian. Came to America when I was about 9 months old, 1 year old. My parents came to this country. My dad came here when he was very young. So it's funny. My oldest brother was actually born here in the U.S. in New York. Then they went back, had my other brother, me. There's four of us. I got three brothers. So that was tough growing up, three Italian brothers. And then they came here and they had me and then they had one other one. So I could say I've gone back and forth like throughout my entire childhood, back and forth to Italy. I was born in Calabria, Catanzaro, in a very small town called San Mango di Aquino. So, you know, those small little villages like in the mountains and stuff. And luckily I've been able to go back and forth and even took my husband there on my honeymoon and just,
You still have relatives there?
Yeah. So I have, oh my gosh, my mom's entire family is there. Credit to my mom because she had like, you know, my dad's family here, but all her family's in Italy. I got three grandparents, thankfully, still over there. My dad's brothers are over there. I mean, I have probably more family there than I do here. You know how Italians have like huge families? I have a huge family over there too. So it's really nice to go back and forth and visit them.
Well, that's excellent. We have a little bit, I have a little in common with you. So my wife was born in Calabria as well. And ironically, she comes from a family of three sisters and one boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And they all were born out there. In fact, her brothers and sisters are older and they were raised out there. Yeah.
That's awesome. So yes. She's Calabrese, which means she's always right, right, Frank? She's always right.
She thinks she is always right, yes.
She is always right. Not that we think we're always right. We are.
She is, yes, yes. And believe it or not, when we got married from day one, for 16 years, I lived next door to her parents.
Wow.
And I mean, there was like maybe about 10 feet in between us. That was about it. The house is really small, close by, but very good people. Garden extraordinaire, my father-in-law, cook extraordinaire, my mother-in-law, and many a day I'd come home and there was dinner sitting on a stove because my wife has a hair salon and she'd be at work and very good experience, very good people. Yeah, good people, great people. Yes.
Yeah.
So, the little girl from Calabria, how do you become a medium? And if you could, because there might be people out there that, you know, aren't exactly sure what exactly is a medium. Could you enlighten us?
Yeah. So it's interesting. I don't have the exact, well, I have a little bit of an answer of how I became a medium, but it wasn't like, oh, when I'm little, you know, like when I was little, I'm going to grow up and be a medium. It was nothing like that. So this was just as much of a surprise to me as it was to my family, as it was to my husband. And we can go more into that as well. But a medium, is a psychic and a medium. So when I'm connecting with someone, and I do offer private readings, group readings, so whoever it is that I'm sitting with, we do a reading where, you know, I connect with your past, present, and future. So whether you need guidance or intuition, I'm connecting with the person's energy. Everything and everyone, we're all energy, and there's always an energy exchange. And then the mediumship part is pretty cool. And that's when I connect with people's loved ones that have crossed over and are in spirit. So whether you have family, pets, anyone that's crossed over that was once in the physical world is now in the spiritual world, I connect with them. And when I do readings, I'll bring through what they look like, what their personality was, whatever it is that we talk with our hands. I'm sorry. You see my hands?
All right. All the time. That's okay.
I'm like, let me try and clap my hands together. So yeah, I try and bring through as much detail and evidence, and I want to share your loved one's story as if they were sitting in a room with us, and, you know, share what they were like and letting you know, and the person that I'm reading know that they are still in fact with us and they're still seeing everything and know what we're up to and what we're doing. And yeah, I see things, hear things, feel things, and it's kind of just grown. I just was nominated for the second year in a row for Best Psychic of Long Island as well. So it's grown, but I didn't know that that's what I was going to be, Frank.
Okay, so this is a gift. One does not go to the local community college and take a course. This is a gift. This is something that you were born with, correct?
Yes. So I could answer that in both ways. So yes, I do feel it was something that I've had since I was a child because I always had anxiety. I could feel people's emotions. Like if someone didn't feel like someone had a stomach ache, I feel like I would have had a stomach. Like I could feel things. And like, I always had this fear, like if I had to be around older people, or I should say old people, elderly, it's almost like I could feel like when their time was going to come or when they were going to pass. So it was something always since I was younger, whether it was anxiety or just a feeling of just a knowing, you know, when you're a kid, you get dismissed a little bit, right? Oh, that's just a coincidence. That how many coincidences can you have? So it was really, it was definitely much more than that. And as I got older, I should say, I mean, I still had it, but it wasn't something that really was popular back then or out in the open like it is now. So I kind of like just put things like on hold and I just didn't really feel into it. Even though when I was younger, like I always felt like somebody was with me or like, you know, when you go to sleep, like you could probably play the events of the day, but I would play the events of the day, but I could like see people that I didn't know. Like it was just, it was like all these images in my head before you're trying to go to sleep. So as a kid or teenager, that could be a little, you know, nerve wracking.
Yeah. I was going to say as a kid, that probably was something that, I mean, I don't know, brought you like almost anxiety because why is this happening? I mean, this is not the norm for everyone. And it'd probably be hard to talk to people because they cannot relate.
Exactly. So I really didn't talk about it. It was lonely. I always did feel different. And I had like different, like I was definitely like an old soul growing up. Like I wanted to know about life and I wanted to know about what happens when we pass and all of that. And I had a tragic event that happened in 2013 where I ended up hurting my spine. I had a spine injury and needed multiple surgeries, and that led to other health obstacles. And it was during that time that I guess you could say this trauma brought upon like an awakening, I guess you could say. And more things started happening that were just out of my control. It just became more, I don't know if you want to use the word, more powerful, more prominent. And then actually, while all these things were starting to happen, it was like the universe was putting things in my hand. So whether someone gifted me a tarot deck or a spiritual book or a personal development group book, like all these things started happening. And then I found out about a local spiritual community. And I actually, even though I couldn't really drive myself and I had a spine injury, I got to the point with like with my cane, my husband would take me and drop me off once a week. And I was around like-minded people, other people that felt things or knew things. And then I found out that there was a class being offered. I ended up taking this class. I signed up for like 8 weeks. My husband dropped me off every week. You know, it was just like a hobby. It was like a thing to get out the house. And the more I took this class and the more I was open to it and practice, it started becoming, I guess, a thing. And then from weekly, it was like, I want to learn more. And I want to, so you have these gifts. I just think it's a matter, I think everybody's gifted and intuitive. I think it's a matter of honing in into it.
Well, I mean, since you obviously, you know, maybe everyone has a little bit, but you obviously take it to an entirely other level. Do you feel like a certain obligation because you possess this gift to I don't know, help people, I guess?
Yeah, I don't necessarily feel that. It's something that I definitely want to do. I definitely see why it's been put in my path. And since like I've been open to it and like this is who I am and like came out with it, I guess you could say, like came out, I definitely feel that it's become stronger and better, and I feel better, and I feel like I found myself. I don't feel obligated, but a lot of times I go out and everybody's like, once they know, they're like, they want to know everything, right? Can you read me? Can you? And sometimes then it feels like an obligation, and I have to just, you know, have boundaries.
Maybe that's a bad word. I don't mean it like, you know, they're bothering you, like, come on, you know, but like just the fact that you have a gift and you like, it's a God-given gift.
Yeah.
God meant for you to share it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I definitely feel that I want to.
And how does it feel to have this gift? I mean, we all don't have this, you know? I can't even computer, for heaven's sakes. And
I think it's truly amazing. Like, you know, I always felt lost. Like, what am I going to major in? What am I going to go to school for? Like, I, you know, and then now I feel like it's just a part of me. It's who I am.
Do you wonder why? Why you? Do you ever say that to yourself?
All the time. But I do know, and I don't want to dismiss that either. I think all of us are gifted in some way, in one way or another. And I think just the way I was like, oh, you saw my aura and you saw gold, right? I pushed you a little bit. I was like, what color do you see? I think we all have that intuition. Like I always say to people are like, what is it like, right? So you ever drive, Frank, and you're driving, and all of a sudden you keep hearing a voice in your head that says, go left, and you're trying to figure it out, and you go right, and you should have gone left, and you're like, what the heck? I should have went left. Why didn't I listen to myself? It's pretty much like that. It's that little voice in your head or that little intuition, and, you know, I think we all have it. It's just a matter of whether we listen to it or tap into it, I should say.
Okay, crazy question.
Yes.
The Calabrese thing has anything to do with this in this gift that you possess?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not too sure. Because like in Italy.
You guys believe in, not to interrupt, but do you believe in like Malocchio and all that kind of stuff?
I like to say, even though like we grow up with it and we hear the word and we know about it, I want to say like, yeah, because we grow up and you hear about jealousy and envy. But honestly, someone, if you asked me that today, I would probably be like, no. Because I don't think anyone or anything has control over our own life. We are only responsible for our own life. So someone could not wish you well, right? We talk about Malocchio for those that maybe don't even know what that is, right? It's like setting a bad intention on somebody or someone wanting to harm you in some way. And I don't believe that because I think as long as we don't give that power to somebody to be able to do that, then they physically can't.
Well, maybe you're right because, you're right. For those who don't know, it's the evil eye.
Yeah.
And I had experiences with it over the past decades and, but I get it. What do Nonna and Calabria over there, do they know what you do?
So I'm not too sure. I don't know if my parents are watching. Maybe they could comment and answer. They might have an idea, but my one Nonna is in spirit. I'm actually named after her. And, you know, not necessarily when she was alive that it was something that we've talked about it, but I do believe she was a healer. So I don't know, Frank, if you know, like in Italy, like, you know, when they put their hands on you and they're just healers. In Italy, maybe they don't really have a name for it or they didn't really call her a certain name, but I do believe that my nonna, you know, was a healer and I believe she did have some abilities. I know that my father, in fact, is psychic and has abilities as well. So I do believe it may run in the family. So, but the reason why I was talking about my nonna is because she's been, even though she's in spirit, she's been an extreme guide for me. I've had, you know, moments with her. I felt her presence. She's guided me through some traumatic, you know, ailments that I've had. So I know that she knows on the other side because she's actually one of my guides and definitely helps me. So it's different.
That's very good. Yes. No, that's excellent. And maybe that, you know, now that you mentioned about your father, I mean,
yeah,
be a little lineage to this. You feel special, no?
Do I feel special? I do. I think we're all special, though. So I feel blessed. I feel blessed that I'm alive. And if I had to go through all that trauma to be awakened to this, then I feel grateful for it. Then I feel like I found my purpose.
Is there a direct connection to that? Then the reason you're in this.
I have heard that in a lot of research that I've done and read. I have heard that trauma has brought up gifts for people or awakening. Like you probably heard of people, you know, who have near-death experiences and they come back and they say that they've seen God or they've seen their loved ones on the other side or they knew what was happening when they were in a coma. So, you know, I do believe that there is something greater and trauma can open us up to more. And in my case, I do believe it, even though I may have felt like when I was younger. And funny story, I actually had a journal. I have the journal. And I guess, you know, when you're a kid, you're writing down what happened for the day. You know, I went to karate, I had pizza. And I would write down all these things that I couldn't explain how I knew. And I used to sign my journal, P.S., I think I'm psychic. Like, I used to write that. And I was probably like 10, 11, 12, you know, teenage years going into that. And I would write, I think I'm psychic. I think I have ESP. So when you're younger, kids know it all or, you know, it's a coincidence. But
it really turned out that way. Yes. Wow. Let me say hi to some people. There's a
I'm going to just check that I shared.
Connie Ann, for sure. Shout out to the Calabrese. Connie Ann. Mr.
Hi, Connie.
Karen D'Agosto. Eleanor Gona. Suvaya. Debbie Ann. Mary Ellen Malone. So hi to everyone.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Absolutely. I know you do... you do a lot of things, and I'd like you to tell us about some of it. I know you do a Facebook Live. It's weekly, but it's often. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I do Facebook Lives on Wednesday nights, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, like, I've been recovering from surgery, so it hasn't been as consistent. But my goal and my intention is every Wednesday night I go live at 7:30 Eastern time. And I actually, just the way we're talking right now, I talk to everybody, just bring things up. And, you know, we have different topics. And then I like to do some readings as well. And I do some free readings to whoever, you know, was tuning in on Wednesdays.
Yes. And I have been on it a few times. And yes,
oh, great. Thank you.
You do the card readings for some people and they put in their messages. And it's very nice that they are able to get this opportunity. So that's very nice. I have to say hi to Miss Ivana Cesario. That's my wife.
Oh, hi. My
Grace McCulty and Sammy Lou Burton and, Nicola Dean and Tom Marasco.
Oh, that's my dad.
That's your dad.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, I do about Bajita. Bajita, Tom Marasco. Okay.
Yeah, Bajita. And a dance party on Wednesdays. Right. I can't forget about my Facebook Live dance parties on Wednesday night, too.
Now, does that follow every time?
Every time. I like to just raise everybody's energy and vibration, and I want everybody to feel good. So I feel like that's the time. Midweek vibes, right? We're halfway through the week, and I like to bring everybody up and, like, you know, positive messages and a dance party. So yeah, every time. Great. And in my live events too, Frank. Even when you come to an event live, there's a dance party to follow.
Not shy, are you?
No, not so much anymore. So. I kind of had to step out of that. I used to be very shy. I wouldn't want to talk in person or do like, no. I used to cut class if I had a presentation.
Wow. Okay.
I know, right? Yeah.
So now tell us about your TV talk show.
My talk show. Well, I am truly grateful. We finished filming season one. So it was actually very interesting. We filmed in a pandemic. So it was a little crazy. But we had a live audience, a live studio audience. I had amazing guests for every single week. Everyone had an incredible story. So the main themes of my show are hope and inspiration. So I love to have people on to share their story. There's different segments to the show. Because when the show presented itself, I wanted it to be different. I wanted it to be inspirational. I feel like I've been given this platform, you know, to talk to you and people who are tuning in. And I feel like I needed to, you know, I'm still here for a reason. And I feel like it's to have a platform to have other people share their inspirational story. So we would have guests on, they'd share their story. You know, I'd be interviewing them. So this is a little different for me being interviewed, which is cool. I could talk a lot, as you could see. But I would interview people. We'd also have an Ask LJ segment. So we would take questions from the audience. We did giveaway with LJ where we had awesome giveaways, whether it was the whole audience or some great winners out there, awesome prizes. And then I ended the show with mediumship reading. So if people tune in, it's on Z Living. Right now, actually, season one is on YouTube, the LJ TV show. So if you check that out, you could see all the episodes from season one. And I ended with mediumship readings to the audience. And that was fun. So it's a talk show with the mediumship twist. Absolutely loved it. I had the time of my life filming. And I can't wait to start filming season two.
That sounds great. And so, okay, so do you mostly do one-on-ones, small groups, or very large audiences?
Yeah. I do everything. I do my one-on-ones in the office in person, but I also offer, you know, phone, Zoom, because not everybody can come in person. It depends where you are in the world. And the cool thing about that is everyone always asks, like, what is the difference, you know, if I come in person or I do it on Zoom? There's no difference at all. The quality of the reading doesn't change. It's awesome. It's all energy exchange, so it doesn't matter where you are. And I also do, you know, group parties online as well, because with the pandemic, we had to change things. So I do offer group parties online, but I also offer them in person. So I've done small groups where, you know, someone wants to have a medium at the house, like with 8 people. I've had audiences from 25 people to 250 people. And, you know, I also do like fundraisers and anywhere that I'm called to and want to be. I've actually been to where you are, Frank. I've been to Chicago. I've also been able to travel with my mediumship. So I've actually been to Chicago as well, which was a lot of fun. I hope to get back there again one day.
Well, hopefully we can have you at our Italian center here, Casa Italia in Chicago, and we could do a big, big event. That would be awesome.
That would be so much fun. I would absolutely love that. Absolutely.
Now, do you ever get people that like recently lost a loved one and they're like freaking out and they reach out to you? Does that happen often? Or
so it does happen. I do get people where someone may have just recently lost somebody. I mean, someone could have lost someone 10 years ago and there's still those grieving emotions. I don't think we ever fully grieve, you know, like, you know, fully just, we don't just move on like that, you know? So I think everybody and every reading is completely different. No reading is the same, but it does happen. And sometimes I also feel like the person needs to be ready. So if you're really grieving or you're really struggling, you know, sometimes you need a little bit of time to heal before you hear from your loved one. But it has happened where I've brought someone through who passed, you know, 3 weeks earlier or 3 months earlier. So I think it's just a matter of timing. I think that the person here in the physical world needs to be ready to hear from their loved ones. And I also believe the person who's crossed over has to be ready as well to communicate as well. And I think you need, you know, the medium to make that exchange happen. But yeah, there's no time. So it really, every case is different. Yeah.
Is it all dealing with people that have been are deceased, or is there any other scenarios that maybe someone that's lost and they don't know if they're dead, alive? I mean, has that ever come up?
Oh, so you mean like a missing, like, yeah. So I deal mainly with like people who've crossed, you know, animals might come through with that person. So if the other day I had a woman started the reading with the woman's Yorkie who was in spirit. So like, the animals come through, especially if they were close with the loved one and the loved one is now with the dog, like dog and spirit. So I do get like where the animals come through with the loved ones, but that's mainly what my main focus is. But yes, there are missing cases. Like I've taken classes and worked on some missing people cases, so to speak. So there's all different routes that somebody can go, I guess, if you want to call it like a specialty, like some do animal communication, some do work on missing persons cases. And I've had the opportunity to work on some of that. But yeah, so it's all different. But in my readings, I'm connecting with someone who's crossed over.
Would you have ever worked with the police department?
Would I?
Or have you?
I haven't. I've worked with, you know, teachers who do work with the police department and then bring cases to those that want to work on it. And I like to, I always want to, I don't know if you want to say test my skills, push myself, learn more, be open to more. If I had the opportunity to work with the police department and present itself, I would love that. Like I would, anywhere that I can help or be a, you know, be beneficial, I would definitely do that. So that would be.
What's the easiest way to follow you in all these things you're doing?
Oh, thank you. Well, so very easy. Facebook, Instagram, LJ the Medium, YouTube, so LJ the Medium too. So what else? I'm trying to think. I'm on everything. But basically, as long as you search LJ the Medium, I'll definitely come up. But the best way to find me and all my links are there is ljthemedium.com.
And the talk show as well.
Yeah, so the talk show is actually the ljshow.tv. But if you go to ljthemedium.com, it'll take you to everything and anything that I'm doing, upcoming events, and all of that. So www.ljthemedium.com. Oh, my mom just said hi too. And www.theljshow.tv. And then on the YouTube, there's the, oh, awesome. And my assistant, are also in here, and they're putting the links in the comments also. So thank you very much.
Beautiful. So, I assume La Señora Franca is your mom.
Yeah, Señora Franca is my mom.
Okay, and my wife has a question. Could you tell us a little bit about the Reiki practitioner?
Absolutely. So that's something that I love, and I do have people that come for Reiki. It could, again, be also done virtual. And again, that's all energy, and whether it's hands-on, it's actually, you know, depends on the person and what they're comfortable with. And I like to focus on the chakras and clearing any energy. So for instance, you know, I might work on someone and might feel drawn to their knee, and maybe they had knee surgery. So it's really flowing with energy. So sometimes energy gets stagnant, but it's really just love and light, and it's just positive energy. So as you could see, I'm very positive and uplifting. So that's how I want the client to leave also. So we just work on energy, and I do a little intake form with the client to see what it is that they're looking for as well. So like I said, everybody is different. Everyone has different needs and wants. And I just like to do some just clearing and healing. It's basically healing. That's what it is. Yes.
That's very good. And just that you're doing okay now, health-wise, you're all good.
I'm doing better. I'm still recovering, but I've come a really long way. So I've had, you know, just to give you a quick to see what I've been through. I've been through 3 spine surgeries, 3 rare diseases. I actually donated my kidney because of one as well. So if anyone out there is watching, I know I have a lot of warriors that watch too, but I had SMAS syndrome, Nutcracker syndrome, Mal syndrome, all rare conditions. Probably no one's ever even heard of. And that was one of them that I'm recently recovering from, is Mal's. And I am doing better. I'm in physical therapy, focusing on nutrition. So focusing on my physical health, my mental health, my getting back to my spiritual stuff, because I've missed it so much. So I am doing better. It's just been a long journey. I've had 8 surgeries in the last 8 years. So I'm tired, Frank. I'm tired.
Sorry to hear that.
You know?
You are, yeah, but you're a warrior. You're a warrior.
Thank you.
Sure. One last question before we let you go. My comadre wrote, what is the best way to remove negative energy?
All right. Great question. I get asked that all the time. So one of the best things you could do I'm going to give you just a couple of tips. Number one is any kind of sage that you have. So whether it's a sage stick, sage incense, sage spray, it doesn't matter. Sage it in your home, you know, your kitchen, before people come, after people come. And I think that's a beautiful way. That's just a natural and smells really good. So that's one way. If you're feeling negative yourself and you kind of feel like, oh, you know, I'm feeling stagnant. I was around the in-laws and the in-laws drove me crazy. And I just need to wipe around some of that energy. A really good Epsom salt bath is also really helpful. Anything with salt as well. Lots of water. And one thing that people don't realize too is asking your guides, you know, please remove any negative energy from me, from my home, you know, replace negative energy with love and healing and blessings. So also asking, it's also really good that you can ask for help and ask for that. But my favorite, and I actually sell them too, is sage spray that I give out and using that. So those are just a couple simple things that you could do.
Okay. Thank you. And I got to say this comment from Connie Ann. You look fabulous, LJ. Can't believe what you've been through.
Oh, thank you so much, Connie Ann. And thank you, because I believe she's the one who connected us, right, Frank?
She is. Connie is the one that connected us, definitely. And LJ, you got a great great spirit. Great, like I said, great aura, great spirit, great energy. We just met today, but I feel very comfortable with you. And
yeah, good.
God bless you with all you've been through, and keep going ahead. And I'm sure there's great days ahead for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. But hopefully I'll be in Chicago. So that would be nice. Then I could meet some of my Chicago fam over here.
We can put that together. Yes, for sure. LJ the Medium, thank you so much for the interview. Everybody follow her. Look for her next Wednesday night.
Yes, next Wednesday night. LJ the Medium, Facebook, Instagram, LJTheMedium.com. And that'll take you to all my links. And I'm very, very excited for what's to come next. And Frank, it was awesome to be here. Thank you.
LJ, thank you so much. Sei una donna calabrese forte.
Grazie.
Okay. Thank you. And we're all proud of you. Okay, all the Italian Americans, you're doing great.
Thanks, Frank. Tanti auguri a tutti, okay?
Thank you. All right, to all our listeners, thank you. Have a great night.
Yes, thank you so much, everybody.
All right, take care.
Bye. Thank you.